Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with my colleague Sam Stein. All year, we've had a little running game. It's kind of a game of horribles, actually, where we have kind of an informal ranking of the Trump cabinet. And so now that we are at the end of the year here, we decided we should get together and really formalize this and compare and contrast our two different lists. Before we do that, Sam, there are two things that I need to just discuss real quick, two elephants in the room. Number one is we're both wearing T-shirts of colleges that we did not represent, that we not go to, because we like their sports teams. Number two, the commenters have been concerned that we have a tiff, because they've sniffed out the fact that you disagreed with my take that people should shout down Scott Bessent. If he's going to dinner, he should not be able to have dinner in peace. And people are worried. We haven't done a video together for a couple of days. People are worried that we have a tiff.
But that's not what I thought. There was the tiff was about at something else. Honestly, it was I subtweeted you in one of the videos, and I think they picked up on that.
You did. But that was even we won't even get into that because that wasn't even a disagreement. It was just a matter of quality.
It was a disagreement. It was a disagreement. I thought the Ben Shapiro speech at AmFest was a big deal, and you're like, they've been doing this shit for all year.
You felt like it merited an emergency podcast, and I was watching Pluribus.
I was in the moment. Okay.
I was just like, they're all speaking. I'm going to be talking about it all fucking weekend. It's not an emergency. You're getting me off away from the Nuggets game, whatever I was doing. That's a mild disagreement at best.
I might have been in the middle of parenting my children and putting them to bed and wanting to pass them off to the wife. And so I was using that. Maybe, honey, I got to go YouTube with Tim. Again?
Anyway. No issues. No beef.
No issues. Although I do disagree with your Scott Bessent.
That's fine. Disagreement is healthy. All right. We're going to go through the cabinet here.
Yeah. The whole cabinet.
We've created an ad hoc ranking system, which is livable.
Yeah.
L for livable. L. H for horrifying. Yeah. D for... Wait, hold on. What's the fuck?
No. This is this list. Livable, bad, horrifying, and please don't kill me.
Oh, we've changed it.
Yeah, I changed it up.
Please don't kill me?
Yeah, as in I think you're going to kill me. Please don't do it. Yeah.
Oh, that's your RFK alone.
I have multiple people in the please don't kill me category, but whatever.
I was going to do worst of the worst, but Sam wants to make it please don't kill me. So worst of the worst or please don't kill me, kind of all together. The please don't kill me, worst of the worst. So once again, livable was the best, bad, disastrous, worst of the worst, please don't kill me. Those are the four categories. And we go through beginning with the Attorney General, Pam Bondi.
You start with Bondi. Okay.
The Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Where do you have her? Livable, bad.
Please don't kill me.
Disastrous. Worst of the worst, please don't kill me.
I firmly in the please don't kill me. Obviously. Is there a debate on that? Where do you have her?
I was a little tough for that top category. At the top of the pyramid, I saved the top of the pyramid
for really
as named the worst of the worst.
All right. Make your case for why she's only disastrous. I'm curious. Defend Pam Bondi here.
I think Pam Bondi is disastrous. She is disastrous. She's been terrible. And yet when I look at some of the other people on the list here and I start to think about I'm thinking about this pyramid style, like you only in that top category of worst of the worst, please don't kill me. How many people did you have there? How many people did you have in that top category?
I have a lot. One, two. I have six.
Six? Okay.
All right.
I was trying to be a little more judicious. I only had three in that top category.
You're right. A pyramid scheme. I'll put Bondi in disastrous.
Disastrous.
I do worry she might kill me, but yes, fine.
Okay. Disastrous for Pam Bondi. Wow. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Now we're going to move down to the bottom of the list here. We're just going to kind of mix and match.
Sure.
We've got Kelly Loeffler. I did not realize Kelly Leffler was in the cabinet until we started.
Yeah, me either. Livable.
So very livable.
Livable. Kelly, livable congrats. For, Kelly for being totally Leffler. Unnoticed. That's great.
One more kind of with no names. Lee Zeldin, EPA administrator.
Ooh. Where you got Lee him? Zeldin. This is a tough one for me.
Yeah, why? Because you're a greenie. You're a tree.
Yeah, I'm more of a greenie. I don't think he's going to kill me, but he could. I have him in disastrous.
Disastrous.
Where really? Do you have him?
I had him in livable.
Livable.
I got a lot of issues with the admin.
This Lee's is the big divide between so you and me. All right, fine.
I'm sure in the commenters, let me know why Lee's been worse than livable. I'm open to that feedback. Okay, Jameson Greer, U.S. Trade Representative. I've got disastrous for Jameson Greer.
I got bad, but my case for bad is that he's just doing the boss's bidding. I don't think he's like, you know, which is bad. Like, let's be real. It's bad what he's doing, but it's not like he's not creating disaster.
Okay. We're going to move back up to some of the more named cabinet members here.
Okay, here we go.
Pete Hegseth, Department of War. Department of War.
If we're not aligned on this, there's something wrong. Do not kill me. Just please do not kill me, Pete Hegseth. Oh, my God, you're not there.
Well,
oh, my God, you're not there.
I just look at my list here, and I've got just kind of as a mental list, I've got he's my fifth worst cabinet member.
Oh.
He's my fifth worst.
But don't you – okay, let me just set the rules for why it's a please don't kill me. Because I literally think he could get us killed. I mean, I'm being – like, that's
– like you
I'm
and me?
Yeah, I think he could accidentally start some sort of horrific military confrontation through sheer idiocy.
Yeah, that's perspective. That's prospective. I mean, for the year, so I guess we're going to lump these next two together. Where did you have Marco? I think this will be telling. We'll do Marco and Pete Hegseth together. You had Please Don't Kill Me for Pete. What did you have for Marco?
I had bad.
Okay, well, there you go. So we're an inverse here. So I had Marco in my worst of the worst, please don't kill me category.
Whoa,
he's in my top three worst cabinet members. I mean, like if you're going to make a case against Pete, I think it would have to center on the Caribbean bombings.
Yes.
Right. Like, I mean, he's been incompetent. There's the leak of the signal thing. He's ridiculous. Like, he called the generals in to talk to them about how they should do more pull-ups. But like,
court-martialing Mark Kelly.
Yeah, sure. No, yeah, no, there's been bad. These are all ranges of bad, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to make the case that he's in that top tier of worst of the worst, please don't kill me, that would center on the Venezuela Caribbean bombings. And those are Marco's idea. That's Marco. Like, that's not Pete Hegseth, actually. Pete Hegseth is going along with it. He's a willing puppy, but Marco has decided that he wants to start a regime change war in South America for an unclear reason that no one can enunciate. And there are dead people in the Caribbean. We don't even know who they are. We're bombing them. It's all Marco. And I've got him in worst of the worst, Pete in just disastrous.
Let me ask you this. Think about it this way. Let's say Donald Trump really isn't there in 2 years. Like, he's just mentally checked out.
Dementia.
Totally dementia. And like, who would you trust between Pete Hegseth and Marco?
This is a great
question. Like steer us in the right direction.
Sure. Obviously the answer is Marco, but I am taking this job literally. We are grading people on the first year. And in year one, Marco's had the worst year for me. Worse than Pete.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's where I'm at. Okay. Have I convinced you? Any movement on you?
No, absolutely not. No. If anything, you've made my position stronger. Just bad. Just bad. Yeah,
That's going to be the worst grade of the whole tenure. All right, I'm going to save the next three. They're kind of our dessert for the end. I want to move down to the transportation secretary.
Oh, this was a tough one for me. You go first. Where'd you put him?
I had Sean Duffy in disastrous. Maybe it's a personal thing. Maybe that's a little bit hot, but I don't know. I don't want you to tell me that I have to wear a suit on airplanes. and there was the death at Reagan. That wasn't good.
I like that you put the suit on the airplanes before.
There was the death at Reagan.
That's horrible.
And he seemed to be giving him and his family a lot of they were getting preferential treatment, you know, during.
So here's where I came down. I was at disastrous, and then I put him into bad because I gave him points for knocking Elon out.
And I think he deserves some points. Wasn't that Scott Bessent that did that?
No, it was, well, Bessin literally, I think, fought Elon, but Duffy and Elon had something going on, real tiff over that John Isaacman character. And he got Elon out and he withstood the bullshit. And so I'm going to give him a better category for that. Thank you, Sean.
Okay. So just bad for Sean Duffy for you. I'm going disastrous. Yeah. So that's another disagreement. All right. I'm going to run through a couple of the no names really fast. I'm assuming all of these people are livable, but if they are not for you, you just interject.
Sure.
Scott Turner, the HUD secretary.
No, I had it bad.
Okay, great. Let's hear. I'm open to pitches. Well,
first of all, he's pushing the anti-immigrant stuff. He's saying they're the cause of housing shortages. But if you remember, one of the first websites during the government shutdown that just went full on blazing, Democrats are responsible for this shit, was HUD's website. So for that reason, I think you could do better, Scott. Bad.
All right, I'm going to keep him at livable. Doug Burgum, Interior Secretary. If we had a better category than livable, he's our best secretary by far.
He's a Doug. He's a Doug. Everyone loves him.
Doug's nailing it. Good. Lori Chavez de Rimmer. I kind of forgot she was in there at labor.
Livable. Livable.
Doug Collins at Vet VA. I feel like he's probably bad, but I don't have a great case for it.
He kind of fucked up the whole Doge thing, if you recall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of cuts, then undid the cuts. There's been some controversy about more VA cuts now, so I put him in the bad.
Okay. And then we've got Chris Wright, Energy Secretary.
Hey.
Take on him.
We haven't had a nuclear war yet, so I'll live.
Yeah. He seems bad to me.
I know, but I couldn't really figure out. Why? I mean, this could be my own ignorance. I don't know why, but yeah. I put him in livable. Just didn't have the time to do the homework on this guy.
Okay. I'm going with bad. We'll see what the comments are. For no reason. Well, I feel like I'm right, though. I think that the facts will bear out. Linda McMahon, Education Secretary. Linda McMahon. Boy.
I mean, I have her as disastrous. Do you not?
Disastrous.
You have her livable? Where you going?
I don't have a livable. I was between bad and disastrous.
She literally wants to eliminate her entire agency, so I think that's bad.
But has she been effective at doing
disastrous.
It?
Disastrous.
Has she been effective?
They're kind of down pretty badly, but they haven't quite eliminated it yet. I'm gonna go with disastrous.
She's really dumb. I mean, it is. I just think
I think we can do better.
As a matter of, just her existing as the education secretary is disastrous. It's like we have the wife of a fake wrestling magnate running the education department.
I know. It's what is her credentials for education? No, but,
so no. That is kind of disastrous on its own. Okay. We'll
all right. Here we go. I convinced you to do disastrous. Good. Okay,
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. You won me over on that one.
Now we're getting into tough territory here.
We are. Because this one here is kind of a sleeper for me. Brooke Rollins, Agriculture Secretary.
Oh, this was a tricky one. I had bad, but I'm curious for why you went disastrous.
Oh, it's definitely disastrous. I mean, she's on the cusp of worst of the worst for me.
Make your case.
Yeah.
What is the case here?
The farm country has been hit the worst by all of this. She's out there telling people that they should be growing chickens and like fruit and veggies for themselves in their backyard. That's a case she's been making. There've been horrible raids, immigration raids on farms, and she's had complaints from industry, and she's kind of sided basically with the rate of the immigration raiders, and she's an idiot. And farm country's getting annihilated right now, and they did just get this bailout at the end. I don't know. Unfortunately for her, it's just really tough to get into the please don't kill me worst of the worst category because there's
a valid case. I'll move her to disastrous. She's I'm moving disaster. It. Okay.
Yeah, possible. I mean, I if you were grading on the curve of like how bad could you be in your office? Like she might be the worst in like a VORP in a VORP style rating. It's like how bad could the her and Lutnick would be there. Like, how bad could the Commerce and Agriculture Secretary really be? Like, how much damage could you do from those purchases? They've done quite a lot. Like, there's a lot of room for damage at defense, let's say, but not, you know, you can only do so much at agriculture. Anyway, disastrous for her. And that takes us to our favorite, the Commerce Secretary, Howard Nutlick.
Oh, man. Here we go. I was really torn on this one. I went with disastrous. I did. I think you're going to go work. Okay.
I did too. And it probably comes down to really, he's so clownish and he's just so goofy. And, you know, it's kind of hard to hate him. Like in a cast of really hated people, it's like Nutlick. Like, this is just ridiculous. I mean, this is, he's a jester. And you know, I mean, you have to put him in disastrous over just bad because, like, the economic policy and the trade policy have just been like rake stepping over and over again, and the absurd spinning on behalf of Trump and like pretending he doesn't know how math works. And then on top of that, the thing that only knocks him in, almost knocks him into worst of the worst for me, you know, is the grift that his family is running. I mean, his kids. I mean, I guess I shouldn't make any of this wild accusations, but let's just say that the Letnik kids had their best year investing in the history of the company. That doesn't seem like an accident to me. It seems like they're, you know, they may have a few nudges. So I think probably objectively he should be in worst of the worst instead of the next person I'm about to say. But, you know, likability just gets you a long way in life. And Nutlick is just slightly more likable than our next nominee, which is Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent.
Okay. First of all, before we get to Bessent, let me just say, I agree 100% with everything you said. That was literally my rationale on Letnik. I was like, he's kind of likable in this goofy, dumb way. And the math thing really got to me. He's like, the stupidest spin about Trump and the math. And I was just like, I kind of found that endearing because you're such an idiot. You know, it's like, all right, back to your boy.
That takes us to Bessent. And this is, again, this is maybe the soft bigotry of low expectations, I guess, for Letnik.
Oh, no.
Because because Bessent for me gets Please Don't Kill Me worst of the worst. And they're the same, right? Like, they have the same job, essentially. They're the economic advisors. Trump obviously trusts Bessent more. Bessent has gone along with the self-sabotage of the American economy, and he's done so in the most haughty, smarmy, obnoxious way possible. And he's in my top three. He's the top of the pyramid, worst of the worst for me.
Wow.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have a very big divergence here.
Marco and Bessent. It's strange. You'd think that me, as the former, former establishment Republican, gone to the, you know, who's done a face turn, you think I would have some like residual feelings for the more establishment-y, normsy Republicans, but yet it's you who do. And I don't
actually,
know,
that doesn't surprise.
It's a psychological thing.
Yeah. Here's my take on that: is that you see them for what they are, which are people who have just sold out. And you recognize that they are just kind of soulless about all this and that they're creating a lot of damage and willingly doing so against their better judgment.
And I hate them more
I, on the other hand, is saying, okay, like maybe there's some hope still. Like maybe they can pull us back. They seem sane. I have Scott in the bads. Sorry.
Has there ever been a more offensive cabinet level surrogate for a president, like somebody when they come on the TV that you find less appealing? Has there ever been
four on this list
that you find less appealing when they talk than Scott Bessent?
There are.
You don't feel like you're getting lectured by my stuffed shirt, fucking stick up his ass. Like, oh, I'm just over here ruining the economy, but you guys are so stupid and the fake news.
It's not
like,
just the way he talks. It's not just the way, it's the way he sits and talks.
Yeah, the sitting, the chest.
But yeah, to answer your question, I do find at least four more people more offensive in the cabinet.
Okay, well.
It
tells you something. That I just want to say once again, you said that you had six people in the worst category.
Bondi out.
I had said, so you had five. I had three. Okay. And two of the three have already made it for me. Marco Rubio and Scott Bessent.
The fact that I know you don't rate some of these people the worst of the worst is actually distressing me out.
Okay.
So well, like, here we go. When we get Let's to this, continue. I'm going to have real problems.
Okay. We'll continue. Now we go to the intelligence arena. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
I struggled, but I put her in disastrous, not worst of the worst.
Yeah, she's disastrous. I just don't think you can put her in the worst of the worst until, like, you know,
something bad's got to happen first.
Like there's some leak about something that she gave a heads up to the Russians to or something.
Nothing like that's happened yet.
You don't hear a lot of good reporting. You don't hear a lot of people.
But you don't hear a lot of reporting. That's it. So, you know, give her credit for that.
The last reporting you really heard about her was like when she was, you know, firing, you know, doing witch hunts within the department.
Yeah,
you know.
But who wasn't?
And that's a particular area where, you know, it's probably want people that are, you know, have skilled and her expertise in the intelligence area, and like whether they
did expose a spy or something like that. I think she might have done.
Yeah,
that.
She did accidentally expose a spy. Yeah,
yeah, it's not
disastrous for her. John Ratcliffe, CIA director.
You know, honestly, I put him at livable. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't really had it. I mean, thank God I don't really know what the CIA is doing, but it seems like they're
I have Ratcliffe at bad, but maybe should be disastrous if we knew more. And I guess I should say you kind of can't rate him because we do not know how good the intelligence has been on the boat bombings.
Right. Oh, like, good point.
Because they're like putting it on him. And not that I would approve the boat bombings if they were actually horrible drug dealers, but like in the theory that they are legitimately dangerous narco terrorists, then okay, well, I think that would rate him one way, assuming what we kind of assume, which is that like at least some of the people have been, I don't know, people human trafficked or people that were like doing a gig work, whatever. Like that would take him pretty high towards more towards disastrous. So we're gonna leave it bad for me. All right, we've got. I kind of forget that this person counts as a cabinet person. I'm very influential, obviously, in the administration, and that's Russell Vogt.
Yeah, man. You can guess where I came down on this one. Please do not kill me. Because I honestly think probably has killed people through these cuts, but not good. Not my favorite of the cabinet.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you had five. I'm going to go ahead and upgrade myself to four. I'm going to also give Russ Vogt.
So you had him in. I assumed you had him in disastrous.
I had him in disastrous. I had him in disastrous. But
he's been pretty bad. I mean, I don't think there's been much to hang your hat on Russ. Basically, fucked up the entire appropriations process. Destroyed the role of Congress. You know, institutionalized the imperial president, and then cut every social safety net as much as he can. But other than that,
On top of that, solid. I guess I'd say he also cut hundreds, thousands of public servants who were just doing their job, doing things that are hard to see about.
It took glee in it. It took a lot of glee in doing
and
that.
It could protect, you know, things that, you know, scientists, experts, people were talking about that story in Montana the other day, people like doing, you know, working the land out in our public lands. I just, like, across the board, just unbelievable amount of cuts. And the result, by the way, that was not even like a cut in the deficit or debt. Like they managed to not even cut the debt at all by cutting all those people.
So real
pretty
failure.
Horrific.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. You've won me over twice now. I don't think I've convinced you one time. So you're pretty stubborn.
No, you got me. You got me to put Bondi out of the worst of the worst.
Okay, great. So let's now go back to our remaining big ticket items. We've got Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security.
Dude, I mean, is it, again, I'm very, the curiosity now is why there's three out there, just big boys out there that one of them or two of them you haven't rated in worst of the worst. So I'm very curious. Noem is the worst, please don't kill me. I mean, I feel like she's killing people.
Noem is the worst. And if, if you had to choose, if we had done a pyramid system where the top slot was a single cabinet member, who would you have had as your top worst cabinet member?
We'll get to that at the end. Let's go through the final. So no, was she in yours?
I'll just say Kristi Noem would have been mine absolute worst. And again, grading on their performance in the year 2025, she's been absolutely despicable. And it's hard to even.
I mean, people
find
have died in people have died in ICE custody. I mean, it's like it's just horrifying. So
And you wouldn't know it watching CBS News, but she also wrongfully sent people to a foreign torture prison. And then went and took a fucking selfie picture in front of the prisoners, like a snuff film. A truly despicable and disgusting person. And like the only thing really that you could say about her is the good news is like maybe some of her friends that knew her as a younger woman, like, don't recognize her anymore, literally, because she has a new face. So, I don't know.
Just like, yeah, you just have to throw that out there, okay, I guess. Just can't pass up an opportunity for
also,
that, okay?
The personal life, not great. I mean,
stop. Let's move on. We have a couple more.
I mean, imagine just the breath that Corey Lewandowski has when he gets up next door after they've
Why do we have
people.
To do this every time? All right. Then my last guy, RFK.
I'll give mine, and that's livable.
Sorry, you're gonna have to turn this off.
Livable, like literally.
You're
livable.
Kidding.
Like, I mean it literally, though. Like, I've lived in 2025.
Yes, you've lived through all RFK. Of these people. So then, put all of them into the fucking livables. You've lived through all of them.
I'm just kidding. Disastrous for RFK. Disastrous. Really bad.
I was about to literally quit the bulwark. I was that close. Needless to say, this man is MA, please don't kill me. And I do believe that he is probably the one most likely to kill me. So congratulations to RFK. Don't really need to elaborate.
Any comments? Point. Any positive? Like, kind of, you're doing a toots and boots on RFK this year? Anything he
if
did?
I want to zag?
Really, yeah.
If I want to zag on RFK. Well, I mean, he's provided incredible content. there's that
nine-part Substack series discussing.
I thought more about bamboo because of him than I've ever imagined I wouldn't have to. If you know, you know. Occasionally around town here in DC, like, people see him spot him at the tanning salon in Cleveland Park, and I've been kind of I drive by there on my way to work, and I've been looking for him. So that's given me something to do, and that's about it.
Excellent.
That's
okay.
All I got.
So then, if we're going to review here, it ended up being not that distant. And our worst of the worst, you had Hegseth, I had Rubio.
Yep.
We both had Gnome.
Yep. We both. I got you to put Russ back.
We
in.
Both had vote. We both had vote and Gnome, and then
so I had RFK. You did not have RFK.
I had RFK. You
and I. Yeah, that's it. We're pretty close. I think the big one is Hegseth and Rubio.
And I had Besant and you didn't. So I guess this will be what the commenters can weigh in. In our top category for the worst of the top four, we have agreement on vote and Gnome. My then two choices are Rubio because of the extrajudicial killings and the regime change war in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
You had Hegseth for obvious reasons.
Yep.
And then I had Besant because of the self-sabotage to the American economic system, and you at RFK, you know, because of the measles being back. So, I think a compelling options either way.
Well, let me ask you, because if you had to treat Vance as a cabinet member, where would you throw him?
It's an interesting question because his job is basically to post.
Pretty much.
You know,
or to go to AmFest, yeah.
I guess you're trying to think, like, what are the substantive reasons to think about where to put Vance on your rankings? You know, and like, Gnome, we've listed it out. Russ Vogt, we listed out exactly what he did and what he's responsible for. Rubio versus Hegseth, we know they're responsible for. Besant with the tariffs versus RFK with, you know, bringing back the measles, right? What would be the thing that you would say for Vance? I guess it would be the kind of limp Ukraine support. You know, I think he's been kind of the key player internally at this rigmarole where we kind of like pretend like we're going to support him for a minute, then pull back. And he did dress down Zelensky in the Oval Office. I guess I would probably put him, if we're just rating on output in 2025, below for me, Rubio, Vogt, and Gnome.
So you got him in the disastrous category.
No, I guess what I would do is I don't know. I mean, I'd put him.
That's fine.
Yeah. Probably.
That's about where I have him. And for similar reasons, I do think the worsening of the rhetoric, the sort of divisive racist stuff, that definitely is an additive in the bad, disastrous category. So I put him about the same. Well, I don't think he has that much responsibility.
He's like the least appealing person in all of public life throughout my entire life.
Right. You
know, existence. So, I mean, just to give a sense for like my loathing of him, like I had mentioned earlier that I found Scott Besant to be the least appealing cabinet member in his public presence of any cabinet member I can recall. If I had to like go to a 4-hour boozy brunch with Scott Besant versus having to like spend a minute in the presence of J.D. Vance in a non-journalistic setting and like a social setting, I mean, I would I would go to Boozy Brunch with Scott Bessent every week versus having to spend a minute.
I actually think it'll be fun. I'd have fun with Scott Bessent at a Boozy Brunch. I assume he's going to buy some high end shit.
Yeah. Some champagne. Yeah. I find J.D. Vance to be unbelievably unappealing on every possible level. I just do think that he's below those others as far as we kind of ranking harms caused in year one.
All right, man, let's rack them and stack them. What do we got?
I mean, number one for me is Gnome. I don't think that it's close, really, honestly, for me.
You know what? I've said all year it's RFK, and I'm going to actually do one tiny wrinkle. I'm going with Gnome at the end of the year. I think for the totality of the year, it's a close call. And I'm only doing this because we're doing this right now, and RFK has still not changed the childhood vaccine schedule. It's possible he does. It's December 22nd when we're recording this. It's possible he does, in which case I'd have to revise my opinion. But I think in terms of sheer human damage, as of now, I think Kristi Noem takes the cake. And I've been on an RFK kick all year. So what a year, Kristi.
Happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, one and all. Me and Sam Stein have an agreement on the worst cabinet member of 2025. I doubt that she'll be able to retain her crown in 2026. Seems like she's probably on the way out. Yeah. And I think that it's going to be a pretty competitive category in 2026. I think there's a lot
more horrors ahead. I'm excited,
Everybody, appreciate you all very much. Tell your friends, send this to them for a little laugh. You know, over there, eggnog, or I don't know, what do Jews do around Hanukkah? Do you have like
we drink eggnog too. We wrote all the songs that you guys sing on Christmas. We drink your eggnog too. We're fine. We can get along.
I'm surprised the eggnog works with your constitution.
I mean, I don't personally drink it, but we can drink. You know, I'm just sitting there in the corner drinking the Manischewitz, obviously. That's just what I do, you know.
All right. Everybody, appreciate y'all. We'll be seeing you soon.